This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let's start with some headlines. Bernie Sanders' son, Levi, is going to run for Congress. You guys hear this? I don't even know who Levi is. Levi Sanders. Let's look him up. Levi Sanders. Five things to know about Levi Sanders. I'm pulling this article up as I'm doing this right now. Son of independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced he will seek to join his father in Congress. Going to run in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District for a seat currently held by Representative Carol Shea Porter, a Democrat. She's not running for re-election. So here's what they say you need to know about this guy. He's living up to the Sanders brand. Means he's a sellout. Sanders is running on a platform that mirrors in part that of his father, who defeated Clinton in the New Hampshire primary 2016. The basic difference is that I'm a vegetarian and he's not, Sanders told Vice News, which had earlier reported that Sanders was considering a run. Says he'll run his own race. According to his campaign website, he cites a need for Medicare for all health care system, tuition-free public college, and a boost to the minimum wage. Sanders also calls for urgent action to address the opioid epidemic, which he says is at crisis level in the Granite State, equal pay for women, and sensible gun laws. He doesn't live in the district. No surprise there. It's worth noting that he's running in New Hampshire. He resides in Claremont, which is the state's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Ann Custer, a Democrat, represents that district, and she's running for re-election. He's only required to live in the state, not the district, to run for office. He's never held public office. Well, why should that stop him? Right? He's tried. According to the New York Times, Levi ran for a city council in Claremont at the age of 40, but finished 7th out of 9 candidates. He's worked with his father on political campaigns as a senior aide during his 2016 campaign for the presidency, and as a consultant on his bid for the Senate. A consultant. Yeah, using my finger quotes there. The race will be tough. The race to fill the seats gearing up to be competitive. He jumped into the race. There are 8 Democratic candidates, 3 Republicans. Some of the organizations that supported the elder Sanders in 2016 primaries have lined up behind other candidates. The seat itself has bounced back between Democratic and Republican control over the past few election cycles. If the Republicans want to win this is a winnable seat, I would say. That many Democrats, small number of Republicans, solidify quickly, boom. Get it going, man. He's not the only Sanders running for higher office. His sister, Karina Driscoll, recently announced that she's running for mayor in Burlington, the position that launched her dad's political career. She served as a city council member and state legislator, is tapping into the power of the Vermont senator in her efforts, though she too insists she's running her own race. Being Bernie's daughter is one small piece, but it's an important piece, she said, to help people understand the vision for Burlington I'm talking about. Good for them. So the Sanders are now trying to become a political dynasty along the lines of the Kennedys and the Clintons, perhaps even the Obamas, huh? Wow. Go, Bernie. Go, Bernie. It's your birthday. Go, Bernie. What else we got here? Headlines. Doomsday. I love this one. Doomsday vault beefed up with seeds. Dun, 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 dun. You want to know why? Due to global warming. They're saying that the federal government said we better put in more seeds in the vault. You know, they got the underground vaults in the Cheyenne Mountains and all over the place. We need to put in more seeds because, global warming may kill the seeds that we currently have, and then that's the end of that. What's funny to me is how we ended up getting fruit and, you know, and vegetables and all that to begin with. You know, we had this barren earth, Pangaea, it broke apart, you know, it was hot, it formed the current continent system that we have, and we've got delicious foods. I don't think it's going away. Personally, I think nature will find a way to get us what we need. That's just my opinion. But yeah, doomsday vault being beefed up with seeds due to global warming. See, here's what I think. I think the doomsday vault, they went in there and they went, when was the last time we changed out these seeds? And somebody said, you know what, Kev? I don't know, man. It's probably been a while. Let's check the manual. So they checked the manual and they went, holy cow, man, these seeds are 5 years old. What's the lifespan on these seeds? And somebody said, man, I think we're right at the, you know, right at the cusp. We need to get rid of these seeds. So they said to the purchasing order, listen, we got all these seeds that are right at the end of their, you know, being good. Let's get rid of them. Let somebody else plant them. Let's see where we go from there. And that's what they did. But we're being told it's due to global warming. I saw another story. It says penguins are in danger of extinction, due to anybody, global warming. That's right. Not only do we need to beef up our seeds in the vault, penguins are in danger. There's a certain type of penguin, like a king penguin, or you know, royal penguin, or big penguin. I don't know which one, but he's got problems due to global warming. And here's what I said. I guess all the polar bears have died out. Because it seemed like last year, they were telling me how bad it was for polar bears. They're dying. The sea ice is getting to this or whatever. So we better get, you know, the polar bear. Are the polar bears gone? Or, I mean, just somebody please explain it to me. Because I believe the polar bears are still here. From what I hear, they're frolicking. They're doing great. They love the expanded sea ice. Global climate change hasn't impacted them one bit. But that's not what they tell you. Polar bears, still alive. This penguin, let me make you a bet. This penguin will still be alive 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. This penguin will still be on the planet, having fun and frolic, keeping its butt away from those jaguar seals. What are they called? Those tiger seals? I don't know what they're called, but they're mean-spirited dudes. They were not seals. Like, there's sea lions, and then there's it's like a jaguar seal or something like that. Big teeth? I mean, mean animal, for sure. Short break, folks. We'll be back in just a minute. Keep it easy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Jackson Radio Show.
Where do we start? Holy cow, Donald Trump is just a savings machine. Now, I know this budget is it's a belt buster, but he'll get it in check here pretty soon. I believe that. I'm not happy about the budget. You guys have heard me talk about this. By the way, who am I? Kevin Jackson. What are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJ Radio. .com 844-551-8255. Glad you guys are here talking about secrecy, talking about what the government wants to hide from you. We're also talking about how Donald Trump is exposing all of these different things, how the swamp is being drained. It's going to ultimately end up helping us. We may have to crack a few eggs, some like this budget. We may have to crack a few eggs on a few issues that maybe you don't quite agree with. Maybe you are a little bit queasy on the immigration policy of Donald Trump. I don't know. But whatever it is, understand this. You finally have somebody that cares about you. He may have a roundabout way of negotiating things, but you might just get what you wanted. I'll give you an example. The price of the Air Force One. He reached an agreement with Boeing on a fixed price contract for the new Air Force One program. This, according to Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gigley, and he said the contract can save taxpayers $1.4 billion. Now, that's a rounding error for government. But you know what? It's $1.4 billion that we don't have to reach in our pockets for. Donald Trump came into this presidency, into his new administration, and he said this. You know what I notice about government spending? Nobody ever checks it. We write checks. Oh, the project slipped a little bit. No problem. Just here's some more money. That's how Democrats solve it. Because the money isn't about the contractors. The contractors are kicking it back. That's why. If there's a cost overrun, we'll get you more money. It'll mean more to your district, and so on and so forth. They don't care. Donald Trump said, and I believe this to be true, there hasn't been a government program that's come in on time or on budget for decades, and we've done nothing. Enough is enough. And he begins with something symbolic. This is what you gotta love about this dude, man. He understands the pomp and circumstance. Don't start on some obscure program, some missile program nobody knows about. Start with the top. From the top, I don't want a plane that we can build that's going to have a cost overrun. You're going to start with the plane that the president rides in. See, that's something that gets you noticed. Boeing loves it. Oh, it's our civic duty. We shouldn't be making profit on the plane that we give to the president. I heard the spokesperson talking about it. You know, look, this is a plane. I don't know who decided to do this. Back in the day, in the early days of the presidency, we didn't do this. We didn't have a special plane for the presidency, for the president. Now we do. And you know what's happened? Every time they've rebuilt Air Force One, it's gotten more and more and more expensive. Because somebody goes, well, it needs to have this. And it needs to have the ability to, you know, do this. It needs to have a gym. It needs to have, you know, TVs and satellites and all this other stuff. And good, I get it. But, you know, it's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money for something that, quite frankly, we rarely use. We use Air Force One to fly the president around. I get it. But we've never used it rarely use it for the total emergency package. But let's say we have to have it. Understood. But what can we do with the old ones? Can we sell them? Can we get some money back for these Air Force Ones? Take out some of the avionics and Boeing use those jets for something else? I don't know. I'm just trying to be a pragmatist here. Anyway, Trump has said Boeing costs to build replacements for Air Force one of the most visible symbols of the U.S. presidency, were too high. And he said, let's cancel the order. And Boeing got the message. The 747-8s are designed to be airborne, flying the worst-case security scenario, nuclear war, blah, 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 modified to the hilt. I get it. But there's no reason why they have to be built for the amount of money that we're paying Boeing. And I'll tell you something else that Boeing does with the president's plane. They look at all the possibilities of what can be done to their aircraft. What do they learn from working on the president's plane that they can apply technologically? See, that's another fallout to that. Anyway, somebody came back and said, he didn't save no $1.4 billion, you know, because that's what the naysayers do. It's only going to be $0.2 billion. It's only going to be this or that. This is what Boeing was going to build it for. And then Boeing came out and said, yep, he negotiated and saved $1.4 billion. Now, I don't know whether it was $200 million or it was actually $1.4 billion. But here's what I do know. Donald Trump symbolically said, we need to cut these programs. We need to take a serious look at them. I don't know what the fallout will be long term, but I predict that every one of these government contracts that's got a cost overrun, those companies are going to eat them. Donald Trump's going to say, you're going to give us a lot more than what you've been giving us because you've been ripping us off for decades. And you know what? It's going to hurt them a little bit in stocks initially. But we're going to get the swamp drained, even with government subcontractors. Donald Trump's putting out the word, enough is enough. Here's another thing he did that a lot of people overlooked. Donald Trump released his budget on White House personnel, name, status, salary, position, all 377 White House employees. Keep in mind, Donald Trump doesn't take a dime of his salary. He donates it all. He donated it to the Department of Interior. But what was interesting is the savings of Donald Trump over Obama. $35.8 million was his payroll versus $40.9 million under Obama. That's a savings of $5.1 million. Nothing. In the scheme of Washington, that's nothing. But it is something. Because it symbolically shows that yet again, Donald Trump sees himself as a person who needs to watch the budget. Here's what it means, and I'll give you the numbers. 110 fewer employees on the White House staff under Trump than under Obama at this point in their respective presidencies. 19 fewer staffers dedicated to the First Lady of the United States. 5 staffers dedicated to Melania versus 24 dedicated to Michelle Obama. And, of course, the fact that Donald Trump donates his $400,000 to charity. Now, he did it to the Department of Interior initially, and then he's moving it around. But you get the point. See, folks, this is what leadership is about. He shows you. It isn't, hey, I'm going to talk about it. Barack Obama talked about a freeze and all these things he was going to do in D.C. The best money to be made is working for the Obama government. And then it's even more lucrative when you get out. Donald Trump said, no. We are going to, I don't need 110 of these people. Melania says, I don't need 24 staffers. I need 5. Donald Trump said, I want to make sure that the next president rides in a plane that costs less than the one I ride in. And certainly not for ego, which people would probably blame him for. This is a guy that gets it. And what's funny is, because he gets it, Washington is on red alert. They are afraid for their sorry lives, their money-grubbing lives, because here's a guy that wants to watch those pennies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every now and then you get a story that validates leftism to the degree that you just go, ah, thank you, Lord. He drops it into my lap. Holy cow. And this story has to do with feminism. It has to do with feminists wanting to ban the word man. That's right. Purdue University wants to ban the word man. So I suggest that they begin with manipulate. See, that's a bad word for men. Oh, you are being manipulated. Manipulated. You get it? I said, let's make it womanipulated. If you want to ban man, let's call it chickmipulate or something like that. Because let me explain something to you. The feminist movement is chickmipulating many women around the world, around the country, certainly. They are manipulating these women. They want them to believe that feminism has a successful outcome. Now, I'll always preface this by saying, number one, there's nobody that respects conservative women more than I do. Nobody. I think you ladies are the salt of the earth. You are amazing. I don't care what your strata is. You could be the single mom raising your kid right, or you could be in a lap of luxury with maids and whatever else. I still believe you are the salt of the earth, because it's the mentality that you give your children and that you give the people around you. You are proud of your femininity. I've often said this. I really feel sorry for young girls today that grow up with this feminist idea of life. I really do. They completely abandon the thing that makes them special, which is that feminine mind, that feminine way. Guys, when we see it, we love it. We're attracted to it. It is so beguiling. You can have whatever you want from us. I've said many times to quite a few feminists, give me what you've got between your legs and I will own the world within a week. Don't even play with me on this. But instead of looking at their feminine wiles, looking at how women think and what they do that are so differently and how they are able to get men to do the things that they want, they say, nope, we want to beat it in the men. We don't want to say, hey, sweetie, would you please do that for me? Because that's too subservient. Having to ask means that, you know, you couldn't do it on your own. So let me tell you something. If there's any young girls listening, let me tell you, I'm going to give you the secret decoder ring to men. Your moms have probably already told you, because if they're listening to my program, The Kevin Jackson Show, they are strong conservative women who understand that we men think they are number one. We put them above ourselves. So young girls, listen up. The way to get whatever you want out of life is to nicely ask a man for it. That's it. We aren't sitting around going, women will get nothing from us. We're sitting around going, what can we do to help? And the person that comes up and says, hey, you're going to do this for me, young man, and you're going to, we go, okay, sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we completely dismiss you. But the person who comes up and says, hey, Kevin, would you be a doll and help me do blanky blank or be a love? You know, I could really use your help. Is going to get anything they want. Now, I'm not talking about just going up to random men and saying this, but let me tell you a little secret. When you're picking your husband, I guarantee you, when you go up to him and you say something like that, he's going to go, absolutely. And then he's going to get you that big fat ring, the one that all your girlfriends go, what the heck is she doing to get deserve that? Then he's going to get you the big fat house that you can raise your, well, whatever, chubby kids, skinny kids, I don't care. But you're going to raise your kids in a lap of luxury, and he's going to treat you like a queen because you're going to be nice. That's all it takes. And just for the record, men do it too. We're not as good at it, but we're nice. We'll come up and go, hey, man, would you mind helping a brother out? Can you mind doing so-and-so? And you know what? Guys like that too. Women even like it. It's called just being nice, being human. But so anyway, they want to get rid of the word man. Yeah. How do you change the culture? You change the way people interact with one another. You change the language. The left has been on the attack, folks, for decades. They've been slowly attempting to modify the language. They've been attempting to change that we interact with one another. You can't say he. You can't say her or him or his or son or daughter. They want this is they claim to want a society where everybody just, you know, pretends not to worry about gender, pretends not to worry about color, pretends not to worry about religion and all these other things. When in fact, your job as a human being is to notice difference. That's what you do. You notice movement, slight movement. You notice things that are wrong with this picture. That has been your survival mechanism for millennia. But they want to beat it out of you. They want to PC it out of you. They want to make you understand, no, you can't do that. You know, this rise of political correct counterculture has gained momentum, folks, over the past decade or so. More and more people, you know, are offended now by gender-specific pronouns. I was coming back from the Fox studio, and I was telling this my driver, I went, you know, you can get arrested. He's an Iranian guy. I said, you can get arrested in Cali. Because he was like, Kevin, the government's not oppressive. Why do you need guns? I said, what are you talking about, dude? We have the most oppressive government in the history of man. The only thing that's kept them from exercising on that oppression is the fact that we have guns. And I said, so if the government's not oppressive, why did they force me to buy Obamacare? And he went, well, and I go, if the government's not oppressive, why can people get arrested in California for using the wrong pronoun? In other words, my friend, freedom of speech, gone. They want it, so that's First Amendment. Second Amendment, they want it gone. Fourth Amendment, you're going to pay for whatever I tell you to pay for. It's gone. Tenth Amendment lets people, it's been completely ruined in many cases. 14th Amendment is gone in terms of you know, letting people have babies and claiming that they're citizens. I could go down the line, amendment by amendment, how it's just been completely disrupted because of leftism. What are you talking about? We have the most oppressive government out there. And now that government says women are being underutilized, mistreated. Really? No, only leftist women are mistreated. Conservative women are not mistreated. They don't feel mistreated. They marry men. They want to marry men. They start businesses. They are just as successful as men. And they realize that they're also different. And it's okay. They don't run from it. I'm a black person. I'm different than a person who looks, you know, white. We're different. I can see the difference in our skin color. But you know what else? At the base level of it all, we're all the same. We're all the same. What's the difference in gender? Oh, Kevin, we get paid less because we're a woman. Really? So you think that an employer goes, well, she's a woman, so in the year 2018, I'm going to pay her less because she's a woman. Said no employer ever. What are we, 1950s America? 1940s America? Where every woman's a secretary and every guy's an executive? Look, that's died. It's gone. But women still claim to be manipulated. They're being oppressed. Man is doing it. I've said many times, folks, the biggest manipulators of women are other women. And you know what they do? You have last year's purse. Really going to wear that outfit? A guy will tell you, look, I don't like that. I don't like that outfit. But I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about fashion. So do your thing, girl. Be you. You do you, I'll do me. Women will beat you down. And you know who's second only to women? I mean, I'm talking about barely. The LGBT community. They will look at what you wear. They will look at the place you shop. They will look at the car you drive, the way you do your hair, the way you do your makeup. And they will judge you out the wazoo. And they will make you feel so little when they're done. Go get one of these cross dressers talking about some woman and what she's wearing. Go sit in on that conversation. Go sit on a conversation with a woman who's talking about some girl she doesn't like. Dudes could not be a fraction as ruthless as them. We don't even know how. They're like, hey, maybe what do you think about so-and-so? I don't like him. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, yeah. So that kick last night, man, to save the game. Woo! That was amazing. We don't even care. We don't care what you wear. We don't care what you hear. We might go, man, what you do? You ain't got a comb. You lose your brush. You know, we may tease you about something, but we're not going to get all into your business and try to demoralize you and make you feel little. And quite honestly, you'll enjoy what we, you'll be like, ha ha, that was kind of funny. Not women, but they say, you know, ban the word man because men are evil. Where all we do is fight. Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. So why do you want to be like us? Why do you want to be like? And what's funny, even when they fight to be like us, you can't. They're not like us. Oh, you can't hit a woman. Oh, I can't believe he talked to me like that. I'm a woman. It's always falling back on the very thing that they claim they don't want, you know, to be recognized for. For being a woman, for being the weaker sex. Hey, when we say that, we only mean physically, and it doesn't mean all men are stronger than all women. Just for the record, there are lots of women who are stronger than men. There are lots of women who are better athletes than men, smarter than men, and everything else. But don't let the women tell you that, young girls, because they need to demoralize you. They need you to feel little about yourselves. But it's a simple, it's very secret, it isn't very secret, very simple, it's no secret. And how to get whatever you want out of life. And I'll say this to the young boys, because I've already given some hints to the young girls. You want to get the secret of life, young boys, young men listening to this Kevin Jackson show? Ask nicely. We come back, I want to play the clip of this girl talking about the ban of man.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man is offensive. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. All man, total alpha male, too. Man is offensive, at least according to feminists, misandrists, people who hate men. But what's funny is all these feminists that hate men, they tend to find one and marry him. Who knew? Glad you guys are back. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Attacking men, that's been the major thing. I'm giving a speech to some youngsters, about 1,000 youngsters here in April, college kids. And I'm warning the young girls that what's happening in this feminist movement is ruining their prospects for a very good future.
Because what they're doing is they're eradicating the gene pool. Number one, these feminists are making men more feminine. They're what do they call it? Effeminate? Yeah, feminizing these men. Men don't even know what to be. They become metrosexuals. There's a blurred line between men and women now. There really is. Because men are afraid to be men. You can't have locker room talk anymore. By the way, women can have locker room talk all they want. They can talk about grabbing men by the naughty bits. They can talk about how, you know, boorish their man behaves. They can talk about all the nasty things that men do. But don't you dare talk about them. Don't you call a woman out of her name or whatever else. But they can call men whatever they choose. And white guys, oh, Lord. When I talk to these white students, I'm going to say, white boys in the audience, young men, you have the bleakest future of all. And let me paint a picture for you. It ain't good. Look at a third grader, you know, that doesn't know how to paint, because that's what the picture I'm going to paint for you. It's not good. It's not something you will even put in the scrapbook. It's a bad future. Black men? Really? Do you really think that they're treating black men like men? Black men are babies. They get to go out, impregnate multiple women, have as many kids as they want, and society says, we'll take care of Ray Ray's kids. It's okay. Don't worry about being responsible. Don't worry about being a father. Don't worry about growing up black men. Don't ever worry about becoming a man. Don't worry about becoming a father and actually showing somebody how to become a good man. Don't worry about that. The women got you. Yeah, that's good, right? Anyway, here's this chick talking about banning man from the lingo.
A writing guide at Purdue University, accredited school, apparently, tells students to avoid words like mailman and mankind in order to have, quote, non-sexist, non-biased writing. Kathy Aru is founder and publisher of Catalina Magazine, and we think she agrees, and she joins us today. Kathy, it's great to see you.
Hi, good to see you.
I got to say, there's kind of a basic irony here. I mean, you're lecturing us about sexism while you're sitting right now in Manhattan.
Manhattan. We need to rename the city then. The Big Apple. The Big Apple would be less offensive. So I feel that I'm sitting in the Big Apple, not Manhattan.
Okay, but why stop there? Why should the post office deliver mail?
I know. Well, it's spelled M-A-I-L, so that's okay. If it's M-A-L-E, there's a problem.
Homonyms count, and this applies to email, too, because it's not about spelling. It's about being gender inclusive,
right.
And mail is offensive. We just learned that. So.
Well, no, I don't think they're including that, but they are saying that society has changed and times are changing, and we don't want to be offensive in our language, and they're trying to be non-sexist and non-biased, and that means trying to take the word man out. So instead of man-made, it would be synthetic. So instead of mailman, it would be mail carrier. So there's many ways to go around it. Instead of humanity, you should say people.
But
so,
mail carrier still has mail in it. So you
M-A-I-L.
It's kind of a fake. Oh, but that's a judge.
A package carrier.
Well,
we can come up with so many other terms that are less offensive. Yeah.
You might still offend dyslexics. You can change a vowel, but it sounds the same. It has that dreaded word that sends people shrieking for their safe spaces, male.
Well, they're saying man. Man is the word that they're trying to avoid. They're saying that the word man is associated with adult men as opposed to just humanity or humans. So they're trying to avoid the word man. So if we can eliminate that word, then things would be much better and people would be less offended.
Believe it or not, folks. There are people that sit around thinking about this kind of crap. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to. I am a human. Yeah. It's funny. She says you could do things like human or humankind. Wait a minute. That still has man in it. What do you call a manatee? A womanity? A chickatee? I call bullcrap on this, except I can't be gender specific in my bovine reference lest these people go crazy. According to the Purdue Owl Writing Guide, we are no longer allowed to refer to a congressman as a congressman simply because the word includes the term man. You can no longer reference police and fire personnel as firemen or policemen. They specifically outline biased language. I want you to look at these. This is amazing to me. They said this. Avoid language
that is stereotypical or biased in any way. Biased language frequently occurs with gender, but can also offend groups of people based on sexual orientation, ethnicity, here it comes, political interest, or race. Okay, man, I get it. Oops, I mean, dude. I meant person. I get it, person. So what do I do with bro? See, you white folks don't have to think about it. I have to go a little deeper than some of you. But what do I do with bro? See, because bro has familial as well as racial implications. What's up, brother? Does my sister get mad and sue me? Particularly if my sister is my former bro, who I'm not recognizing her transformation, right? And that has a double, cloud on it when you're black. What's up, sis? What's up, bro? Gender specific. I'm guessing in California, one could get arrested by referring to one's parents by their gender. You know, hey, father.
Son, please do not call me father. We are a genderless society here in California. Whether it's your other, my significant other who happens to be your other parental unit. And can you imagine the conversations you have to have around these clowns?
Wow. And what if a child, I guess it's still okay to say child. What if a child has two mothers and refers to one of his mothers as father? You think about that one. Yeah. I feel like Jeffrey Bardem in No Country for Good Men when he's leaving that thing and he's like, yeah, don't put that coin in the bucket with the other coins. That's your lucky coin. We got the added twist, folks, of asking to be called on, calling people by how they identify. You could walk up to some dude and say, hey, excuse me, sir. And you go, I don't feel like a sir. But you look like a sir. You built like a lumberjack. You got a beard that would make, Rasputin jealous. What are you talking about? You're not a sir. How will you know how a person identifies? Unless you've spoken to them. Or, God forbid, you've called them by the wrong pronoun. Ma'am, excuse me. I'm not a ma'am. I've heard women go, I'll say, excuse me, miss. It's Mrs. And they show the big fat diamond ring. It's Mrs. Oh, sorry. Okay, Mrs. I've had those types of run-ins with people, which I find kind of interesting. Because, I'm Mrs. Hey, look at my big fat ring. I've got a man. Somebody wanted to marry me. Okay, I get it. Are there going to be pronoun police? I'm just curious. What about hotlines for when somebody performs the egregious act of calling someone a sir or a him when it's a woman, huh? In the future, will you get arrested for the improper use of gender programs? It may not be as bad as you think, though. If you were to get arrested. Think about it this way. So, you're an inmate. You're go to jail. An inmate says to you, so I'm in for murder. What about you? And you're the inmate, and you say, I'm in for asking a lesbian, sir, what time is it? Inmate that asks you the question goes, dang, dude, you are bad to the bone. See, you think that that's going to get you, beat up in prison. Now people will be like, dude, man, you did that? What? Son, that's big pimping right there. So she went through a few examples. Mankind, call it humanity, people, human beings. It's still got man in it. I didn't figure it. Or she says, man's achievements, an alternative is human achievements, man-made, synthetic. See, I have a problem with man-made, because what if it is man-made? What if a dude made it? I don't want to give it to everybody. No, if it's man-made, I did it. Man hours, there needs to be staff hours. Yeah, by the way, in that regard, we all know a woman hour is worth less than a man hour. One would think women would love to be included with man hour.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.